Last weekend, we heard the first prophecy of the suffering and the death that Jesus was to endure for our sake. And in that reading, a really challenging statement. Jesus said, "Anyone who loses his life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it." This weekend, as we continue to read from Mark's gospel, we again see Jesus instructing his disciples and reminding them what his mission is really all about. Once again, however, we find that there has been a section of the gospel that has been omitted in our lectionary, chapter 8, verse 36 to chapter 9, verse 29. I'd like to recommend that you take some time during this coming week to actually read this omitted section, because it includes the story of the transfiguration, as well as a healing of a child that ends with an important message. We read there, when Jesus had finally healed the child, the disciples asked why they hadn't been able to cast out the evil spirit. In verse 29, Jesus says, "This is the kind that can only be driven out by prayer." As we know from our own experience in the various challenges of life, prayer is often the only answer. So let's look at today's gospel, where we again find Jesus speaking about how he is to be delivered into the hands of men. They will put him to death, and 3 days after he has been put to death, he will rise again. Again, the disciples struggle to understand this message that Jesus is sharing with them. And like us, when we don't fully comprehend all that we're being told, they get distracted by something else, and they begin to argue amongst themselves about who might be the greatest. How often do I get distracted or even look for distractions when faced with doing the simple daily things that are important to my faith life, let alone responding to the call of the Great Commission given to us by Christ to go and make disciples? Yes, there are many things that can concern us in our community, and many of these activities are valuable. But I was challenged recently by a question: how do many of the things I do help me fulfill our mission to go and make disciples? Because the disciples had been embarrassed into silence by their inability to understand the importance of what Jesus was saying to them, he takes another direction, and he speaks to them about the need for them not to be great, but to be servants. We constantly hear Pope Francis calling all of us to be servants, shepherds who carry with us the smell of the sheep. So in today's gospel, Jesus uses the example of a child to remind the disciples that being a disciple is not about prestige, but about being virtually unnoticed again to be a disciple. So there are several challenges for me in this week's gospel. Firstly, I have to ask myself, how willing am I to hear what God is saying to me and what his call is really asking of me, and how will these bear fruit? Secondly, how prepared am I to really serve others, not because I'm trying to do what God asks, but because I really want to do what God wants? In a way, both challenges end in the same place: my surrendering to God and being an instrument of his love for others.